From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Tropical Storm Alex in the Gulf of Mexico has been upgraded to a hurricane. It's the first hurricane of what's expected to be a busy Atlantic season, as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from his hurricane watch site in Mexico.
Alex is bearing down on the coast of the northeastern Mexican state of Tamaulipas. Hurricane watch is also in effect for the south coast of Texas below Corpus Christi. Forecasters say Alex will strengthen before making landfall either in northeastern Mexico or south Texas late today. A dangerous storm surge is predicted to accompany Alex ashore. A surge could raise coastal sea levels 3 to 5 feet. The National Hurricane Center warns this will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Alex is forecast to weaken after hitting shore, but more hurricanes could be on the way. Forecasters say this will be a busier than normal hurricane season in the Atlantic. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Ciudad Victoria, Tamaulipas.
Forecasters say they expect Alex to make landfall this evening as a relatively mild Category 1 hurricane. Dan Quant is an emergency management spokesman on South Padre Island, Texas. He says residents are watching the storm, but they're calm for the most part because they've experienced rough storms, including hurricanes, before.
We've had a few that have started boarding up a little bit on their homes. They're educated, and they are, they have a lot of experience with these things, so they don't get overly excited.
Alex has been generating top sustained winds of about 80 miles per hour. President Obama heads to the industrial city of Racine, Wisconsin today for a town hall meeting focusing on the U.S. economy. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the president is likely to stress that the economy is recovering despite ongoing high-level unemployment.
Racine still has double-digit unemployment, and many in the city have not shared in the recent economic gains. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says that leaves the president trying to strike a delicate balance.
So what he's trying to do is he's trying to convey that there's some good news about the economy, but that he won't rest easy, he won't consider his job done until unemployment is affected.
The president's visit comes amid concerns that a recent decision by the U.S. Export-Import Bank not to support a power plant in India may cost hundreds of jobs at a mining equipment manufacturer near Racine. State and federal officials in Wisconsin hope President Obama will bring up the issue during the town hall meeting. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
New investor concern about the world economy is dragging stock prices still further. Asian markets are down for a second day in a row. That's after a slide of 268 points in the Dow Jones Industrials on news of lower consumer confidence in the U.S. Japan is reporting lower demand for its exports. From Washington, this is NPR News. Insurgents in Afghanistan have attacked the airfield at Jalalabad near the Pakistan border. A coalition spokesman says the attackers could not get into the airfield and about 8 militants are dead as the attack was repulsed. A Taliban spokesman says Taliban fighters killed 20 Afghan and foreign troops, but the coalition spokesman says one Afghan soldier and one coalition soldier are wounded, and that's all. General David Petraeus says one focus of stabilizing Afghanistan must be attracting support of people who are now working to undermine its government and the U.S.-led coalition there. NPR's David Wellner reports Petraeus has now had his confirmation hearing to become the new leader of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan.
Before being asked last week to replace cashiered U.S. Commander Stanley McChrystal, General Petraeus had already testified at length on Afghanistan 2 weeks ago. This time, though, he emphasized a new policy signed Tuesday by Afghan President Hamid Karzai that seeks to reintegrate disaffected Taliban fighters.
We know from Iraq and other counterinsurgency experiences that we cannot kill or capture our way out of an industrial strength insurgency like that in Afghanistan. Clearly, as many insurgents and citizens as possible need to be convinced to become part of the solution rather than a continuing part of the problem.
Petraeus warned that the fighting in Afghanistan may get more intense in the next few months as U.S. forces take part in an offensive in the southern province of Kandahar. David Wellner, NPR News, the capital.
2 days of hearings start in Washington today on the causes of the financial crisis. An inquiry commission will be looking at derivatives, complex investment instruments. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.